This is going to be a super long intro because the last weekend session we had for Rhyme with Frost Maiden, we lost the audio. All of it. All 3 days. It was terrible. We had so many funny things happen. But it's dead now. And we're moving on. But only after this 5 minutes of recap. So, to begin. First, we ran into a barbarian named Barbara Arian. She was played by Dixie. She had anger issues, like Dixie. So her husband left her and took the kids. She stayed with the party while they were at the ruins the druid was killed at. The party wanted to leave the talking bush in a sarcophagus, but she wanted to let it go. So they agreed. The bush sexually harassed everyone with his berries, let us know that there is an awakened serpent in Bremen, and left. The party performed the druid ritual and made a mummy friend called Sarnar many years. The party then made their way back to town with the white moose head to turn in the quest. Rayan decided to try to snoop on the Torga merchants, but ultimately was no more successful than the Warforged. They heard about a gay human who likes to climb mountains needing help, so they went up to the mountain to recover him. They found out that his traveling buddies had been attacked, but they were only in time to save the halfling. The party then decided to recover the iron ingots for the dwarves, found the ingots, were taken by some goblins, and then basically just scared them into running away without fighting. It was very anticlimactic. Anyway, off to Bremen to see about that sea serpent the bush told us about. The town speaker was an annoying old man, but his assistant said we get some cash if we kill the serpent. So the party did that by renting out some boats and stabbing it to death, as you do. The monthly sacrifice was about to happen in the towns, and the party didn't want to stand idly by, so they waited outside the town and recovered the 17-year-old girl being sacrificed, and relocated her to Tourmaline, where the party was in good standing because of the kobold mine quest. With that milestone done, getting the party to level 4, they decided it was time to try to figure out about the Torga merchants. They tracked the merchant caravan, and Rayan snuck in to discover a killed half-elf in a sack. He came back to the party, and the party went to Tourmaline, where the speaker agreed to search the caravan when they came in. But, like a bunch of bitches, there was no dead half-elf to be found, so the town couldn't do shit. In a last attempt, they overheard that the caravan was running a protection racket, so they waited in a shop and caught one of the caravan members red-handed. They threatened them until they gave up where they dumped the half-elf body. Now, with the evidence in hand, the party went with 4 town guard to arrest the caravan, and of course, that went to shit immediately, and the town guard were basically slaughtered in the first round. Thanks, Big Bean. Anyway, the fight was tough, but it looked like the party was going to make it out alive, with Sempik, the blue-eyed prick with the cool sword that killed Sylvan, killed because he was apparently undead, so Smiter's smites were especially effective, and Torga, the ugly dwarf leader of the merchants, was also killed. However, a really bad round of fights where Big Bean got 4 nat 20s left Smiter, Pius, Marky Mark, and Barb all down. Rayan pleaded for his life and bribed the remaining 3 guards with 120 gold to leave, which they did. However, there wasn't enough time to save Marky Mark and Barb as they had absolute shit death rolls and ended up succumbing to their wounds. Pius and Smiter were able to stabilize, but were not happy about the results and confronted the town speaker. Without any real guards left, he was left helpless as Smiter and Pius dragged the 3 caravan guys arrested out and killed them outright. And that was where the session ended, with Smiter basically yelling at the mayor of the town that he was making bad decisions. And, yeah. It was really fun 12 hours. I'm sorry everyone here missed it. Especially Cliff, who was high the whole time. Just kidding. Cliff doesn't do drugs. Let's roll!
Now remember, no names. We gotta use our name. Yeah, stage name. Just one name. You were using everybody's real name a few seconds ago.
I appreciate you.
And that's dangerous.
Can you give us a name?
And I've been drinking Susie. Quite a bit. Because we were waiting for you.
Treat that. Not, yeah.
No. Waiting for Dixie. See, I'm trying.
It's like half your life.
And fucking Cliff.
Big Bean. Spicy Brown.
Spicy Brown was my gang name.
Gang name.
That's right.
Was it named after your shirts?
No, my shirt. I'm gonna call Biggie Smalls because there's like so many fucking blood stains on it.
Oh my god! Too soon, dude.
Oh, is it? Oh, Jesus. Liam Payne? Oh, is that? That's even sooner.
That's way too soon.
Suicide conversation first thing in the morning. That's how we started the day today.
Oh, I thought you were planning for tomorrow's morning.
I posted a CNN that article, and it was like,
this dude.
It was like, Liam Payne jumps off and leaves something grounded. And I was like, he was grounded, all right.
It wasn't even 9 a.m.
3 seconds.
I was like, all right, let's.
It's the ground that got him. Yeah. The ground is what got him.
Yeah, he found it.
But I agree with you. How do you know the third floor is going to do the job?
We were all talking about that.
Yeah,
like, that's not.
I just break my leg or like,
yes.
I'm paralyzed from the waist down
and then
I'm stuck in a wheelchair. But at least I can see if I'm laying in pain.
Now I'm like,
that
fucking,
really is the worst.
That's true.
Suicide.
It's like, oh, were you always in a wheelchair? No, I tried killing myself.
I'd rather be dead than be in a wheelchair. I think we can all agree.
I would rather you be dead than in a wheelchair.
If you're listening to this and you're in a wheelchair, just kill yourself. You know you want to do it.
Jesus Christ.
Third floor is probably fine.
I mean,
we found out recently it's fine.
I'd be okay if I was in a wheelchair and I still had control of my arms, but if you're a quadriplegic, you might as well just fucking call it in.
Yeah.
Like, that's
the worst
doing?
Part, you can't.
Christopher Reeves was so brave.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
If I have to wait for my machine to help me breathe so that I can say the next sentence,
it's come
out.
Dude, you're like one step away from that.
I know, but that's because I'm fat.
He's like, well, that's my line.
That's where it goes. That's it. That's where I'm at.
But I don't think that, like, okay, obviously quadriplegic is a no-go.
Right.
But I don't even think, like, wheelchair is a go.
Really? I'm okay with wheelchair.
Yeah.
I don't really do anything with my legs anyway.
I've said before I've cut off my legs.
I
mean, you wouldn't
have a damn thing going on?
If
just get, like, the little stubs?
He just really loves
stubs. He doesn't mean he cut them off for no reason.
I'm
bored today.
He's like, I'm going to just saw these things off. They're just these fucking weights. I'll lose a couple pounds.
In the way.
Yeah. My wife took the kids out of town, so I guess I'll cut my leg off.
Although, you wouldn't have to do a lot around the house.
Yeah. No, the worst. The worst part about being in a wheelchair.
Extreme for not doing chores.
Well,
I mean, I don't do chores. So.
But chores forever.
Okay, you bring up a good point. Chores forever.
That's all I'm gonna say. But I drove past like a wheelchair accessible house today, right? So they just took a normal house, made a wheelchair.
Torched it.
No, it's like 50 fucking miles
ramp.
Fuck you, you handicapped.
Try to get out your door now, wheels.
Wow,
wheels. They're all at the front door.
You son of a bitch.
Trapped. Yeah, there's one trying to blow into his wheelchair.
Forward.
I wrecked all the ramps before I threw the gasoline in, you bitches.
No, it's like a mile of ramp to get up.
Yeah.
They
can't be super steep.
Right. So it's literally just like fucking zigzags up.
You can't
it looks like
45 degrees.
It's like,
new.
I understand why it happens, but
you're looking at your
dumb
arms.
Yeah, I was going to say, be afraid of that guy.
Like a 20th of a revolution. It's like...
Remember Joe from Family Guy when they did
yes. You have the brakes on.
It's like the old school manual. Like, oh shit. Clutch. I'm sliding backwards.
Alright, so let's get started. Alright, so last we left, you guys were in turn.
Oh, Dixie, by the way, your character's in a wheelchair.
Yes, we said this. Remember I told you. Your character's in a wheelchair. But she is a strong, brave woman. And a fighter.
This is some bullshit.
And
literally a fighter.
This is some bullshit.
She's fighting.
She's fighting stairs.
They made a
everywhere
bunch of
she goes.
For wheelchair characters.
We
did. Remember?
Talking about that.
We discussed.
Does she get advantage on when we roll for initiative?
I should get advantage for everything. I'm disabled.
Do you get vulnerability?
Go fuck yourselves. I get everything.
You get to do whatever you want.
I get everything. My pronouns are... busted legs.
You're so strong.
Right?
Busted and paralyzed.
Yes.
Those are my pronouns.
So
those
I get
pronouns.
To just say
busted
and do anything I want. Actually, you know what? I'm okay with this now.
Okay. So
my pronouns are fuck stairs.
You're not in a wheelchair because we're in a world of magic and that's stupid. So that's That's what I feel about that.
I mean,
fuck
fine.
You, Wizards of the Coast.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
They sponsor us.
No, they don't. And Brian Stein.
We sponsor us. But I'm in a wheelchair for real.
You're not in a wheelchair.
I just need to.
There's, come on.
What would the movement speed be?
I'd 60? Say you could probably.
Depends if you're on a hill or not.
No, it's not double. You, it's still 30 feet.
Are we
if,
not,
if
are
you're
we
dead, you're like a quarter
yeah,
mile down the road.
I'll agree to be in a wheelchair.
It depends on on the grain.
That's true.
What if we're in the middle of a forest?
If it's a 15 up,
everything's
then you're
through.
You're 20.
This dungeon doesn't have a wheelchair accessible.
I hit a log, guys. Help.
Yeah. What is it?
The rest
not
of the party
OSHA.
Has to lay asphalt and
OSHA
through the bars.
Yes.
I'm so fucking tired.
And steam laying asphalt.
You could float like in the wheel. It could be a magic wheelchair. But
it is fantasy. We could do that.
But you can't be a fighter in a wheel. You okay?
Why not? Whoa, that's
yeah, hold on.
Pretty harsh, bro.
Yeah. First off, you're kind of always prone.
Well, look, to be fair, she's already gonna be a woman fighter.
Fair.
I already got things working against me.
This
he's
is
got
why.
A sword.
This is why we love Dixie.
A coworker once told me, "You have the breasts, so you just don't understand." And he was not wrong.
You have the breasts.
I do. I have those.
All right. So you are the daughter of the town. What do they call them?
Burgermeister.
Not a burgermeister. Not slut.
Whore.
Obviously.
Yeah. The town whore.
They just call him the town leader. Oris Mathu. I don't know what your last name is, Mathu, even though it's different on the sheet.
Yes.
So, what happened? Let's do a little recap.
Wait,
so,
what's your character's name?
I don't remember.
It doesn't matter. Wheelchair.
Valance.
You're not in a wheelchair. Oh my god, Valentine. Okay.
Valance. Leodon.
No,
it's not. It's
your last name is Masthew.
Mastodon.
Yeah, Mastodon. That's good.
Hold on. Masts.
I that's not what. That's not what he said.
That's not what you said.
He said
Mast.
Hold on.
Masthew.
Masthew.
Masthew. That's a beautiful name.
It's nice. It's very
it flows.
Nice. Balance
Matthew.
Yeah, that's
maybe
a list.
Maybe have a list.
Yeah.
You now have a list.
Like you're a fighter.
You're a fighter.
A fighter.
Can you do a list the whole time?
It basically means that would be great.
Sure.
Can the surviving party members like Vito who joins?
Well, first off, you didn't even meet her yet. He's not around either. So it's only right now. It's only
Smiter and Pius
and
Rayan.
Right.
Smiter and Pius were in this one.
Pius was like in the middle of yelling at the fucking leader of the town because he's like, "You killed good people," which I get.
Because they were sacrificing them, right?
No,
because they were like, "You have to confront them,"
it.
And we're like, "They're a bunch of beat you
right.
people," and they're like, "You gotta go by the law,"
yeah.
And then they sent out a bunch of town's guards who got wiped all in the first round.
To be fair, he's lawful good.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
That's
tell
right.
you that
the town's guards did nothing.
They
right.
they all died immediately.
For reference, Rayan did loot your corpses. So
no, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No,
he did.
Oh, he did.
You
I thought
the
I thought,
tape. Oh.
I thought they what tape?
Exactly.
The emeralds.
No, I swear he did.
That's fair.
He did loot.
So he okay. Here's how it ended. You guys all died. And
except
Rayan and Smiter and Pius.
They were down.
Rayan said, "I will give you all my gold."
Yeah.
Just go away.
And I threw them the purse and they took it and they left.
And
then I stole their purses.
No, they
I was pouting in the green room.
Yeah, you were. They took everyone's shit. So I don't know. I did say that they went around and they looted everybody before they left.
What?
I'll be honest with you.
Who, me?
I have 300 gold in my inventory. I'm pretty darn sure I took their bag.
Okay. I will
no,
say...
No, we were totally, like, raped and annihilated.
Yeah, they were.
Death.
You were dead. You were just...
I will... Yes, you guys... I will say this. Okay, they took... They took their people's stuff. Everyone that died from their people, they took, and then they took off.
But we killed the guy with the cool sword.
You did. That cool sword, though,
it vanished.
It vanished. Yeah, so that's...
It was just, like, the thugs that were left over, right?
That's cool sword.
The one thug...
We killed the main leader.
The one thug was the only... was the one that was left. It wasn't Bitcherina. It was... I'll tell you what
it was. Torgos?
Torgos, yeah. That was the name of the caravan. So they said, we'll leave and let you live.
Torga.
But, and we're going to fucking get out of Icewind Dale because it's cold as shit and I hate it. Yeah. So you're never going to see them again, which is good.
Aww.
Well, never say never.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I can say that.
Oh my god!
I am.
Remember in Neon Dragon when you were like, "Oh, and it's like a spell book or something." We're like, "We're gonna find it." You're like, "Please don't." That's just a hook that I never.
So weird. We're gonna go on an adventure to find that book. No, please, no, don't do that.
It's just. I did not expect you to be so pragmatic.
That it was just a hook. It's just a hook. So so Oris is basically a mess. He's like crying. His whole town guard is destroyed. He's like, the only person I have left that can even fight is my daughter, and I can't put her in harm's way.
Where is this bitch?
That's you.
You're that bitch.
I'm good.
I'm good. Oh, no.
So you're basically, she hears all of the commotion.
Certainly.
And comes down stairs. And Morris is like, no!
She's got legs.
Huh?
She has a little motorized chair.
Yeah, no, she's in one of it. She's in that, like, and.
It takes like 10 minutes.
What are you guys talking about? Hold on.
Sleep powder, I can't
hear you. She just threw herself down the stairs with the chair.
Dude, that'd be great. You just take bludgeoning damage.
Super bad. Yeah.
Constant bludgeoning damage.
That's how she gets down.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine.
Why didn't she use the chair rail?
I think after a while, she takes half damage.
I don't need that.
She's like a good at it.
She's
like
a good
at
it.
She knows how to fall. Yeah. She knows how to angle her chair.
She gets advantage on that check.
So he goes, go back upstairs. You don't need to see any.
God damn it.
So we were saying, no, wait till she's gone.
Yeah.
It's like another 10 minutes.
But you don't listen because you're like in your
Daddy,
in
your, I
just
want
a stupid girl.
Yeah.
I want a bean feast.
They
want to be first.
You want to be? It was like, we're all like spoiled princes. Like, Daddy, I just want the wings of a chicken. And I want sauce from South America.
It's true.
And cheese from France.
I mean, that's not far off.
Yeah, I need the right cheese.
So you come downstairs and you're like, Daddy, I don't need to. I'm a fighter. I can. You actually did have you were a soldier. You wanted, and he against your father's wishes, as every girl does.
Certainly.
You're in your like early 20s.
Nice.
You can figure.
He's like, describe it to me.
I mean, she's a half orc.
Nice.
So, anyway.
Oris
is like, I mean, my town is destroyed. It's
gotta let me do it.
It's wrecked.
Pius just yelled at him.
Yeah, he was screaming at him.
Yeah, and then she comes down.
She comes down because she heard the screaming.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Are we just glossed? Is the guy an orc?
He's
a half orc.
Oh, he's half orc. Okay.
So we already talked about this. If you're a half orc and you have sex with anything,
yeah,
a half orc comes out.
Gotcha.
I thought
he's human.
Strong.
I was like, we're just going to gloss over the fact that he's
not
fucking
quarter
orcs.
Nope. It's always a half orc. A half orc has a half orc.
No quarters.
Just
no
one
quarter
drop of
blood. Stop it. You can look that up. I looked it up. No. So, okay. So you come downstairs after hearing all of the commotion, and what do you do? You see that Pius, these two basically robot-looking things.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? And you see an elf. So,
no, he's all right.
Basically,
all mysterious.
Basically,
yeah, half drow.
The robot is like accosting your father.
Ooh. I'm fighting.
Oh, okay. So she's gonna fight you. Roll for initiative.
Eldritch blast.
And he's like, no more violence. This is enough.
I mean, Smiter and Pikes are not in the
mood.
In the condition to fight anything.
Right, they're not. So Oris goes, no more fighting. That's enough. We've done. There's been enough fighting and death. I can't take any more
of the fighting
or
death.
Death.
Oh.
Both are bad. I understand why you're angry. I do. I understand, but you don't understand the position that I was in. You don't understand what would happen if I was wrong about those people. They would have thrown us out of the conclave, and our town would no longer be able to trade with the other 10 towns. So I apologize that your friends died, but there was nothing I could have done different.
There's lots. Let me just lay it out. Big argument that no one has heard. But last time, very persuasive. We don't need to go into detail.
First off, it was great. It was the best argument ever. So he says,
can we get a tribute?
He says, I have... This town is now in shambles. And it is my fault. I have to wear that. That is my burden to wear.
You have to pay for that too.
we're not
paying.
This place is a shithole. We gotta get going.
This place is a shithole.
So, place with an inn and some rooms.
He says, the only thing that I ask of you, daughter, is stay by my side. Because I can't lose anything else.
One last candy for Papa.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, is it touching you?
Their pants just fall down.
Make the boy watch.
let the boy watch.
That's gross. That's gross. So so at this point, what do you say?
Well, what's her motivation? Does she want to go?
So her motivation is she can't take the hypocrisy of the 10 towns. Like the 10 towns, the whole concept, there are big towns that have plenty of food and they don't all they do is sacrifice people because they have so many people that they can sacrifice them.
Sounds like she's a socialist.
Oh my god. So she's like, we're from a small town where we sacrifice our food or we sacrifice our heat, and that's not right. I don't want to sacrifice anything. I think that the Frost Maiden needs to end. That's your hook.
Okay.
We're over here stopping evil like badasses.
Right. Mm-hmm. So he says, I know how you feel.
I mean, not you so much.
I know how you feel, but please
get money to evil, so they
do not
steal money from dead friends.
Leave me as the only person left in this family. Your mother's already died.
Oh my god.
The guilt is strong.
I can't lose you too.
On the other hand, mother. We do need more members of our party.
Yeah, I feel like you should be responsible for being part of
Well, then
party.
Good luck and God bless. No.
Yeah, they bring up a valid point.
It changes too real fast.
They did say, we do need to continue this adventure, so you can go.
Yeah.
No, he's arguing pretty heavily against you doing anything in retribution or...
that would, like, yeah. Making sacrifice, yeah.
You know, and he knows that you were the only person in town that probably could have helped them, but you weren't allowed to.
Mm-hmm. So you feel responsible for deaths because you're a lawful, chaotic good person. Yeah.
Oh, me too.
She's chaotic good. Her father's lawful good. But she has Yeah, she could have actually turned the tide. And
that's a lot of pressure.
I know. Well, it's not. It wasn't your fault. Your father didn't tell you. Your father didn't tell you that it was going on. So
what do we do now?
So what do you do now? So basically, Pius, you're like, what?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be going off making differences. We've already helped tons of people. And this,
you've helped our town. You've the mine is actually prosperous again.
The mine.
Yeah, you know who we are.
Yeah, you actually are fairly well known among the 10 towns.
Yeah, goddamn.
Except
right.
For the big ones.
Yeah. Yeah, we went to a few places.
She even knows you. She knows. She knows of your deeds.
Yeah. So you just gotta ask.
I know my dad's upset, but like, we gotta figure this out, right?
It's true.
We gotta protect the town. We gotta. I'm willing to work with you guys, and I'll figure
no,
out my dad.
No, you cannot. No.
She's an adult, dude.
Leave her out of this.
She can make
this.
Her own choices, right?
She's in her young 20s.
Yeah.
Early 20s.
In her supple early 20s.
Her working legs.
Her working legs and
I still have
bosom.
Working legs. And a bosom.
Yeah.
Her,
and I menstruate. Her ample bosom and menstruation.
Let's do this.
She'd be a welcome addition to the party.
Her ample orc bosom. So, he says, I can't lose you. I can't.
I hear you, bro.
Pussy. Put an
air
tag
here.
On her.
What's an air tag? So, but yeah, it's I can't stop you either. So...
You could easily beat up your father.
that is actually something Pius would say.
You should do it.
And I'm going to beat you up.
I appreciate that.
I hear you. I don't disagree with you, but we do have to save the town.
The town is destroyed.
Oh.
The ten towns is a myth.
This dude's a real downer.
It's now 9
towns.
Yeah, that's good. I don't think he wants to do anything.
I.
This is why the town's a mess.
Yeah.
Ten towns is a fantasy, and you know this.
I don't know. We've been to at least 4 of them.
People traveling here.
I feel like
maybe 6 more.
There are people out there that we need to consider and care for.
I can't consider anyone but my family anymore.
I understand where you're at, and that's why I am here to take up the reins and move forward.
I think the Green Lady wants to come with us.
He says. She's gray.
The gray lady.
Gray.
She's kind of grayish.
No, the gray lady.
Gray.
Hmm?
The gray
what?
Lady.
Gray?
Gray.
Gray.
Your skin.
Your skin is gray. Yeah.
Sorry, I went lizard green, which is a previous...
Yeah, I remember that. We remember the lizard dropping keys.
So I got...
I forgot about that. Yeah, room keys would be thrown at her feet.
Yes!
So weird.
I guess I'm going.
So, she's... So Oris says, I can't stop you, and I'm begging you. He's talking to Pius, and he's talking to all 3 of you. I'm begging you, please don't do this to me. Please don't take my daughter from me.
Bro, she wants to go.
That isn't what I'm saying. If you have any shred of decency left.
I just stole from my dead friends.
This is all
so he turns from you, and he goes back... It goes back to Pius, if you have any shred of decency left, leave me with my family.
I go back to looting the bodies.
I mean, at this point, Pius doesn't think you have good judgment-making skills.
It's fair.
You are one dumb bitch.
Roll a persuasion.
He's not very persuasive.
I know.
Does he need to persuade him, though?
Oh, one.
Oh, wow.
It's a shame.
Please.
First,
your
brain's very small and squishy. How could it work well?
Rayan giggles.
I mean, those things are true. I guess.
You persuaded him.
I was trying to make a bad argument. I made it great.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you stumbled into it.
To be fair, I didn't roll.
It
so.
Was so bad, it worked.
Oh, shit. You do have a small squishy brain.
To be fair, I didn't roll, so I need to check this out.
Oh my god!
Oh, he got a 2, so he beat you.
Oh my god, dude.
Although, what was your persuasion?
Zero.
Oh, then
yeah,
he definitely beat you.
10 charisma, yeah.
So he says, I don't understand quite what you're getting at. I mean, all brains are squishy. Maybe not yours. I don't know what your race is, but...
Whoa.
I'm allowed to say that! Or your species. I don't know what your species is, but that's better, apparently.
Right, not.
Relax, bud.
He says, so what I would...
I would prefer to be... Preferred to be called Person of Iron.
He says, so I really would... I'm begging you, please don't take my daughter from me.
It's up to her.
Now he's rolling persuasion.
Okay.
Against the group or just Pius?
Just against Pius.
Okay.
So he rolled a 10.
I also rolled a 10.
All right, roll again. Roll off. 19. No, I'm sorry, 21.
Oh my god, 18.
Okay, so Pius starts to have doubts.
Yeah.
But...
I guess you're not coming.
This is going to go on. Anyway, thanks for coming this weekend.
And we're done. No, but...
We will keep your snacks.
Fine, maybe you're right. Maybe your dad should just keep you for the rest of your life.
I hear you, but I'm a young, virile woman.
Oh my god.
Oh, wow.
This is not going the direction I wanted
you
to
see,
go.
You see one of the bushes quiver.
Yeah.
Oh, she can hear my voice. Oh my god, my bones are quivering.
Oh my god, I know that voice.
I
can feel it.
He's
gonna be my first belly eater.
Could I try to persuade them? I'm done looting their corpses.
You can.
Thank God.
It took a long time.
He's been in there like
very thorough.
I had to check the prison walls.
Yeah.
That's fair.
The
prison
was up there.
Luckily, after
the
guy, they
lose
it
up.
Yeah, they lose it up. It was real simple to get in there. And
Barbara Arian had her cosmetics bag. And her big wallet.
I had to go through 17 bags to find at the end just a little chapstick. And a little gnome penis.
Yeah, a little clutch.
That poor gnome. Always a gnome penis.
There
right.
Always
so.
Well, one good day, this is a bag of holding. And
23.
Oh, yeah, he can't beat that. So,
okay, so what I'm going to say is essentially what Pius has been saying. It's like, listen, man, she's at the age where you can't control her. Like, she, right. She's beyond that, so stop what you're doing.
If she wants to go with a bunch of dudes into the forest.
You're not here!
Yeah,
yes.
Actually, I like that. I just had an idea. Yeah, let her go if she wants to go with a bunch of strange dudes into the forest.
I don't like that.
They're not gendered.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So he goes, I've heard of your deeds, and I know that you are capable warriors. However, I did see a lot of you just die.
No, those were the ones that weren't any.
They were the weak ones.
Yeah, you had to thin the herd.
I mean, the one was basically a town guard.
And now you add the herd.
Yeah, one of them was your town guard, sir.
He says, I can't stop you. I can't stop you. Follow your heart.
Thank you. Thank you, Papa.
Thank you, Papa.
What's your name again?
Valenth.
Valenth?
Can we go with Val?
No, we'll just go with Val.
You can say Val.
Val
good? There's a wrestler called Val Venus.
Just when...
He references to penises a lot.
Just
what?
As do I.
No.
Just when, he goes, just when you're away,
mm-hmm.
Take this. And he gives you a little, what? He gives you a little necklace with your mother's effigy.
Bring it.
Blood.
Do you need me to put that around your neck?
Thank you,
help?
Papa. No, I'm fine.
I'd like to try to steal it.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ. It's not even worth that much.
He's just in a klepto mood now.
Once you start pillaging bodies, there are no bodies.
Sleight of hand. Go ahead.
Oh my god, he's really doing it.
13.
I mean, we're all looking at it. It was in front of everybody.
Right?
This is a very,
emotional time.
No, what the fuck's your character's name?
Autobahn.
He's very Autobahn-esque, yeah.
So what's your persuasion?
Oh.
Wisdom.
Persuasion. Perception.
Perception, yeah.
Perception is plus zero.
Okay, so she wrote a 14, though.
God damn!
So,
So I go, oops, I don't know why I'm trying to put that in my pocket. That was silly of me.
That's persuasion.
He
take
goes
a roll for that.
He says these are the people you want to leave with.
What? Accidentally putting something in your pocket?
Papa.
Yeah,
ain't
I just
nothing
went through
here for me. You know what I'm saying? In this
oh, Papa!
All right, just wear that. Wear that.
The necklace.
I did.
And remember
with the effigy of my mother.
Remember what you're leaving, and remember who I am.
Jesus, Matt, what is this fucking?
That was your mom.
It's
it
a little
like
dark,
dead.
But I certainly will.
It does. It looks a lot like her dad.
Yeah. He's just surrounded by dead bodies. He's like, remember this moment.
Without a beard.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
I have
this moment where my former dead body has been pillaged.
I have a town to rebuild.
Well, we gotta go take a nap.
Yeah, this place is a disaster.
Where are you gonna take a nap? Like, they don't want you here anymore.
What are you talking about? We saved this place.
Well, actually, since she's there, it's like, if you need to rest, you can rest here.
Oh, thanks. And power up?
And
with my 10
armor
clothes.
There we go. Spider of Highest just...
Did you not give her any armor?
I gave you chainmail. You should have... Your armor class should be better.
Well, it does not show up.
Well, that's bullshit. I fucking D&D Beyond, man.
Since your armor class is 30.
I can work with that.
17.
I can work
it should
with
be 17.
Chainmail do that much?
Let me erase all this
damaged
HP over here.
Oh, yeah. Let me just click a long rest.
Hey.
Did you say a word?
Nope.
In that, no?
No.
The whole conversation.
It should, we should, you should say a word when you burp and then we have to guess what it was. I really didn't.
Is that what you said? Yeah. He said, I really didn't.
I really did.
Holy shit. I speak two languages.
That's weird.
Aren't you proud?
So proud.
I know what your deal is.
Did we ever get XP for that?
No,
like, I don't remember.
There's no XP. It's...
Oh, that's right. You do the stupid thing.
Milestone.
Milestone.
It's a milestone book. What do you want from me?
I'm like, mile gay.
You're gay.
Stop smoking weed.
He's just eating it now.
He's injecting the marijuana.
I'm on four.
I guess you could do that, but it's not in the leaf form.
He's just trying to send a bud right through his vein. Oh, God.
If I rub it enough, the THC should get in there.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Skin contact, right?
Hey!
No!
Luna!
Did I ever tell you?
No fucks given.
When we were... When I worked for Nile, that part-time thing for the THC oils or whatever.
Yeah.
I was testing out, like, the credit card flow.
Yeah.
Okay, so
and I put in, like, I must put in my address with, like, a fake credit card to test it out.
Right.
And it went through.
Oh, shit.
And, like, a bunch, like, it went through, like, to the fact that, like, after I'd stopped working there, I suddenly got, like, a package that had, like, a shit ton.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yes.
Was it, like, THC or was
it? Was like the oil,
CBD.
Like the CBD oil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because CBD doesn't get you high.
Nah. But it was like a lot.
I keep trying them.
And I was like, oh, I guess I have a ton of these.
So you're just very relaxed.
I gave it to.
I don't think it works.
Nah.
He's just stripped nude and he's rubbing it on his body.
I love CBD.
Just fills his bath with it.
But that was part of the flow I worked on, the actual fulfillment part, so it wasn't
my. I smell like a Grateful Dead concert.
Yes.
Luna!
Alright, so we're rested.
You're all rested. You're level 4. There are still a bunch of towns you could visit.
Actually, I don't know that we have any quests open at the moment. We can go back to that one woman. Avril. No, that's the Frost Maiden's name.
She's a skater boy.
Yeah, I gotta remember where she was.
See you later, boy.
Helen Trollbane.
Yeah, I remember her.
Because she wanted to know about who was killing people.
She did. And she's going to pay you.
Yeah.
Yes!
We definitely want that.
Oh, no.
But other than that, I think you did.
Because somebody murdered me.
We did the Winter Wolves. We done...
Oh, my God. This is a horrible name for a tavern. The Wet Trout.
Ooh. Nice.
We did the mine.
My mom.
We delivered the ingots. We did the white moose. Are you sure there's still stuff? We did the sea serpent.
There's so much in the 10 towns. You haven't even visited all the 10 towns.
Like, I mean, I guess you can walk around.
You don't have to walk around. Just go back to...
Can you give us a hug, please?
I'm going to give you a hug.
We'll wander north.
No.
Probably go east. Okay.
I'm just trying to find...
When are we going to do some good? We're like, we're just walking. This is the walking part.
There's a lot of this.
Walking, and there's fighting parts, and there's good parts.
Sometimes people tell us there's something to do, and then we do that for a bit.
I really wish they'd have a bibliography, or like a, not a bibliography, a table of contents. Bibliotheca. It's a bibliotheca.
I'm Sace afraid of CFA.
CFA.
Oh, yeah.
So bad.
They hate you so much. Yeah. Our characters told you that joke.
That's, so,
I made that joke myself. That's my own joke.
Is that your own joke? Yeah. Wow, I could tell.
That's a great joke.
So dumb.
It especially hits the people that have smoked weed.
Shut up!
Helen is... was in Bryn Shandar.
Yes.
And,
that's the main town.
That's the big town. That's the big one.
They don't know what's there, though.
They know, I mean, some people do. Like, it's just such a big town that, like, there's not, your deeds have not reached everyone yet. I'm sure, though, you destroying an entire town.
We didn't destroy it, we saved it.
Well, tomato, tomato.
Look,
it had
a ton of, got of evil people on it. We got rid of them.
I love your pink Yeti.
That's a euphemism.
It's hairy and pink.
I just whipped it out.
The Yeti part's hairy.
So
you know how you got hair on your dick?
No.
What?
You should not have hair on your dick.
Right on the tip.
If you have a hairy dick, there's a problem. I think you have cancer.
Like a soft,
what's
like that? A scotch guard on your dick.
So, to get back to Bryn Shandar, bust out the map.
Oh my god.
Yeah, maps.
Everyone loves maps. That's why you play D&D for
the
maps.
It's the best part of a podcast
and visuals.
You're not. Actually, you're not that far. You're about a day's travel.
Yeah, that's Bryn Shandar.
I'm looking at the full map. It's not like I could see through. Anyway, you're about a... Stop it.
Where is it?
Right here.
It's weird. Very circular.
It is very circular. It's a big town. You're about a day's travel from Bryn Shandar.
Cities, when you get big enough, they're just circles. That's not how it works. Show me a square town. All right, you got me.
It's true. They grow. They're organic.
Are we going to meet another person on our way there?
You don't know.
I bet you we do.
Bush vibrates.
So as you're walking through the through the wilderness, you see a shaking in the snow.
A quivering.
Quivering.
Shoot it with a blast.
Eldritch blast.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God! I overstated that too.
It looks like it's not doing great, and it's
just blasted.
Didn't we beat the shit out of it?
Yeah, you did. And it's just like,
I'm so much pain.
Not so much. My branches are broken.
Somebody eat a berry.
So we.
Yes, sir. Eat a berry, please.
You know who we are. We talked to a bunch. There's probably not two of you.
Just eat the berry.
Especially one so obsessed.
So you basically tell them, and this is out of story mode. So you tell them that you can help them in their quest. You're actually a fairly skilled necromancer.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you do that when we were putting you in a tomb?
I didn't really want to hurt you.
That's nice. You would have been stuck in that tomb for a long time.
Yeah.
We should have left him there.
No. You want a berry?
No.
This is Val, by the way.
Hey, Val.
What's up, dog?
She's in her early 20s.
Stop! That's not what I want people to focus on.
I don't think that's true, but okay.
Nice. She can eat my berries. Can I travel with you guys for
actually,
a while?
Actually, that'd be way older than Pat, Pius, and Smiter. They're only 12 and 15 years old, so.
Damn, that's gross.
Yeah, but I'm 50, so I think I'm going to get arrested soon.
All right, so what are you doing?
And you're only like 6 months old.
Yeah, you're not old at all.
We're very young, very young party members.
But somehow he has studied wizardry. And mastered it.
He's magic. Very smart.
It's magic.
Very smart.
It's magic.
I'm very smart.
Now you're not. You're more than 6 months old. You're actually like up there because
72.
Animated right by the druid.
Right, but the druid animated a lot of things and for a long time. That bush was around for quite some
that
time.
That
bush
has been taken.
That bush
for a long
has been pounded.
I've done a lot of things I'm not proud of.
So
wait,
the,
it was a woman. It was a woman.
It was a woman druid. Yeah.
With a dick.
So basically, you guys are like
she had a fetus.
Chicks with dicks.
So basically, you guys are like, yeah, I'm not. I don't trust you.
You're weird.
You're weird, and that druid. You probably have allegiance to that druid.
The druid killed me, captive.
Well, tell them, not me.
Help! I need to be freed!
We killed her. You are free.
No, bring me with you, please.
But you sexually harass everyone. That's our main problem.
We're
going
to report you to HR.
You look hurt. My berries will help you. Just try one of my berries.
No, we're perfectly healthy now. We had a good night.
They did have a rest.
I throw a rock at your face.
Oh my god!
Please. Jesus Christ. It's falling apart!
Hold on. We do need. You doing persuasion?
No, I throw a rock at your face. 12.
Whose face?
I don't know, your face.
Well, it doesn't mean we were doing
Bias. Bias
face, yeah. Bias just moves slightly.
I was just trying to prove a point!
Just moves slightly.
How about you show them what you can do?
Like magic? It's all necromancy.
Stop showing us your bad berries.
You have cantrips.
I guess I do.
You probably have firebolt.
He raises barbarians from the dead.
I can do this. Look, now she's getting naked.
I'm a puppet.
Why'd you take the clothes off?
My cantrips are not friendly.
What cantrips do you have?
Toll the dead and chill touch.
That's neither one of those is gonna.
You could chill touch a plant.
You could.
All right, I chill touch a plant.
You see he touches
it. It screams. It's barely also.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Why would you do that, Barry?
Sorry.
Why, Barry? We were friends.
Eat my acorns.
Eat each other's berries.
He touches a non-awakened plant, and it freezes and just chatters.
That's
you can do
cool.
That if you want. And that's what Simone
does. This is Smiter. He's gone.
To be fair, you know you need a wizard in your party.
Yeah. That's why Smiter's upset.
Yeah, right. It makes sense. I mean, no one would want that wizard in their party.
We could be such good friends.
We could use another magic person.
Maybe this one will go disappear like the first one did.
Where's the other people in the party?
Because you had you met Marky Mark and
that's right.
Barbara Aaron.
Where did they go?
Look, we trusted Val. Because
yes.
She's a person.
A human.
Alright?
Yeah.
We're going to have to put you on a tentative plan.
You're on probation.
Contract to hire.
Yeah.
You're an intern.
You're currently contractor status.
That's okay.
1099.
You have to provide your own health care.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's contract to hire, so it's fine.
We're talking 6 months, 9 days? What are we doing?
Six months, I think.
But definitely don't ask anyone to eat your berries.
Or your placenta.
They're good for you.
Oh my god.
Placenta.
I mean,
just in case.
That's going to be tough to not do. Because you know that you're going to wake up the next morning with new berries. And the old berries are going to fall off, but you're not going to get your extra.
I need people to eat my berries so I feel better.
Because you could, I mean...
I know.
All right.
Wait to eat your own berries.
That's not how it works.
He has no mouth.
Oh my god, how are you talking?
Yeah.
Magic!
I always imagine he has some sort of mouth.
Yeah,
like,
somehow,
a,
like
a
there's
like,
no... There's
I thought
no,
it was like beaker from the
He's just talking like it's just a bush.
It's basically like you
just
see... When he talks, he's like... You see shaking.
Does he have eyes or anything?
No.
Oh,
come on!
That's super stealthy. You know what?
Well, hold on.
I have
something for.
I mean, I guess only so stealthy because if a bush appears in the middle of your house, you're a little suspicious.
Not in this fucking house.
Just freeze.
I told bush appears here, and you're like, oh, that seems normal.
And then you hear Cliff's wife or Cliff. Did you get another bush? Jesus fuck!
What the fuck is this thing with all the berries on it?
So much bush.
The bush in the house is going to look like that one.
Just standing
from the wall.
There's lots of plants in Cliff's house for everybody listening.
Yeah.
So many.
There's at least 40 down here.
Yeah.
That's just the ones visible.
How many did you have say in, Cliff?
Like, how many did I bring in and or approve?
Yes.
It'd be three.
Wow. Oh, well, well.
You do need some plants in your house, I agree.
No, you do, yeah.
We don't have any plants in my house.
That's why your house is cold.
We have mold. That's a plant.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, it's black, so I feel like I'm inclusive.
Is that why you're coughing all the time?
Uh-huh.
I have black mold.
We don't have black
mold. Costs a lot of money to get it removed.
We don't have black mold.
Sure. Evicted, one may say.
Yes. All right. What do you want us to call you?
You can call me Barry.
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 Barry. Barry.